All right, here is the second analysis on the Pahalgam terror attack of 22nd April. So here is the UN Security Council press statement on Pahalgam terror attack. While the United Nations Security Council has officially condemned the attack, like they usually do for incidents anywhere in the world, that's pretty standard. But what is interesting is that China, by backing Pakistan, has tried to soften the impact. Instead of strongly criticizing Pakistan, China made sure the UNSC's language was less harsh, almost watering it down to protect Pakistan. This is the most interesting part of this press statement. Read from here. Those responsible for these killings should be held accountable and urged all states, in accordance with their obligations under international law and relevant Security Council resolutions, to cooperate actively with all relevant authorities in this regard. Do you see this last part? Cooperate actively with all relevant authorities. They have used the term all the relevant authorities. Do you see the dilution? Change in the statement. If the UNSC has mentioned cooperate with the government of India, that would have given India leverage over the investigation of the attack. But then anyhow, let me tell you why the UNSC had to give such a diluted statement, despite the fact that a group called the Resistance Front, TRF, which is widely regarded as a proxy of Lashkar-e-Taiba, had initially claimed responsibility for the attack. So if you look at it, TRF is basically a child of LET. Now whether TRF claims responsibility or LET does, for you and me, using simple common sense, it's one and the same thing. But in international relations and diplomacy, words carry a lot of weight. If you say that TRF is just an affiliate group, then the direct blame doesn't fall on LET. And from there, not on Pakistani either. Pakistan gets a defensive argument. They can simply say, we don't know who this group is, or what their intentions were, or why they did this. This is all part of the proxy game. I've already made a detailed video earlier on how proxy forces operate in places like Syria. So honestly, for me, this is not surprising at all. Now, the government of India knows exactly who is behind this. But still, the UNSC issued a very diluted statement. Let me explain why the UNSC did that. Whenever the UNSC has to draft any official statements, especially matters related to condemnation notes or press statements, all 15 members, that is 5 permanent plus 10 non-permanent, must agree by consensus before a statement is issued. That means no country objects. Otherwise, the statement either gets blocked or never published. And then you can never know which individual country's positions is what during the negotiations. That information is not public. That means you can see the final statement, which shows all 15 agreed in the end, but you cannot directly see a public record of which country pushed for what changes behind closed doors, unless some diplomat leaks it. Now, the United States, France, UK usually push for stronger language, especially if it's about terrorism. China, depending on its political friend, like Pakistan, often demands softening the words. Russia often stays quiet or supports softer language too, depending on its relations. The 10 non-permanent members mostly go along with the permanent 5, unless they have a special interest. Plus, you also have to know that the 10 non-permanent members of the UN Security Council rotate every 2 years. Countries can serve 2 consecutive terms, but they can't serve 3 terms in a row. The 5 permanent members, the US, UK, France, Russia and China, stay the same, they have veto power and don't rotate. Pakistan was elected as a non-permanent member of the United States Security Council for the 2025-2026 term during election held on June 6, 2024 by the UN General Assembly in New York. Pakistan received 182 votes out of 193, securing the seat unopposed. Now this time India is not there. As a non-permanent member, Pakistan's term began on January 1, 2025 and will conclude on December 31, 2026. Now, during this period, Pakistan will participate in discussions and decisions on international peace and security, including matters related to the Pahalgam attack. In international diplomacy, the exact words used in statements matter a lot. A strong, direct statement can put real pressure on a country, affecting its image globally, isolating it politically, and even justifying international actions or scrutiny. But when the language is softened, like avoiding direct blame, using vague terms, or calling for neutral investigations instead of direct cooperation, it protects the country involved. It signals that powerful players like China are standing behind them, and it reduces the diplomatic pressure they would otherwise face. Now, in short, softening the language is a strategic move. It helps Pakistan avoid global embarrassment and keeps the door open for Pakistan's narrative, like demanding an independent probe or gain legitimacy. And as I said earlier, Any UNSC statement or press release must agree with consensus among all 15 countries before a statement is issued. That means even US, UK, France and Russia has agreed to let the UNSC statement be vague and diluted. Now the next thing you need to understand is that at the UN Security Council, getting a consensus is seen as more important than pushing a strong but divisive statement. If the United States, UK or France or Russia had forced harsher language directly blaming Pakistan, who is also now a new non-permanent member, China would have simply vetoed or blocked the statement altogether. Now that would have created a bigger diplomatic mess, weakened the United Nations authority. Because think about it, Pakistan got 182 votes out of 193 to become a non-permanent member. And now after 4 months, who would have thought that they would do this? If the UNSC had known before, then they wouldn't have allowed Pakistan. So somewhere you need to understand that even United Nations has reservations as to what not to say. Now the next question is, now that Trump is the US president, why would United States agree with the consensus? Now considering their ongoing tariff war with China, why would United States allow China to soften their language? Or rather, US could have acted on its own to confront Pakistan, since Trump is closer to Modi more than Pakistan Prime Minister or Xi Jinping. Now the answer to that is, from the United States point of view, it is sometimes better to get a weaker statement agreed by everyone than to have no statement at all. It keeps diplomatic pressure alive in a subtle way, without breaking the UNSC's unity, which still helps India in the bigger picture. Plus, Trump has shown support to India and he is confident India will handle the matter on its own. Even Russia supports India because India never voted against Russia on Ukraine matter. Plus, Putin has asked Russian citizens to avoid traveling to Pakistan. Now that leaves China the only one who has played an active role in diluting the statement and saved Pakistan from direct confrontation. Because China is involved in this. I have said this in my previous video. But here we also have to agree that the United States did not act strong. They compromised on the UNSC's language to make sure it passed without China blocking it. China worked behind the scenes to soften the wording of the UNSC statement, mainly to shield Pakistan from direct criticism. While Trump's personal friendship with Modi is well known, but then official US diplomacy at the United Nations plays a longer strategic game. It is not always driven by personal relationships. At the same time, the weight of the UNSC statement is largely symbolic. It does not change ground realities. For India, the real response will come at a time and place of its choosing, not through words or minor actions. That's why the Indian government is not taking any hasty decisions and taking its own time. Another thing you must have noticed is, we all saw a series of urgent statements from Pakistan's leadership, first from the defense minister and then from Foreign Minister Bilawal Bhutto, warning that India's retaliation could be seen as an act of war. Even the Chief of Army Staff has spoken about retaliation. So it is very clear that they had it all planned. They knew that they would do such an attack only after securing a non-permanent seat at the UNSC. Only then they can complicate India's diplomatic efforts to rally global opinion in their favor. Simply put, Pakistan is trying to use its new UNSC position to muddy the water diplomatically, and China is supporting Pakistan, while India is preparing a more decisive and calculated response which is beyond any diplomatic boundaries. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.